pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs' free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to your Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That is at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, you can also follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That's where I post my sports betting opinions. That's where I post free plays as well. The last one in the Europa League last week was a one-unit free play winner, which cashed before halftime. And it's also where I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet because I am a tracked and transparent handicapper. With 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit. That means I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for over a decade, plus an additional 9 months. All of my spreadsheets are posted. You can find them at LockBetting at the website lockbetting.com, or you can scroll down the X account at LockBettingX. The pinned tweet is always a P&L from the previous month. If you have any further questions about what we do, head over to the X account and fire me over a question at LockBettingX. My DMs are open. Before you do that, though, I encourage you to look through the spreadsheets. As I said, you can scroll down or you can head over to LockBetting.com. They're all there. Have a look at how we manage a bankroll. We manage a bankroll very sensibly, making betting accessible for anybody with a disposable income. When I say sensible, I mean we don't chase. If we lose a one-unit play, we don't go in with 2 units or 3 units until we're up. We don't even have 5-unit, 10-unit or 20-unit plays on there. We don't disguise them as 5-star, 10-star, 20-star plays. We don't have whale plays. We don't have max plays. We don't have anything called a player of the week or player of the year, player of the decade, century. None of that Monopoly money garbage. Just real staking for real people that leads to a real profit on a monthly basis. At least it has done for 129 consecutive months in a row, all tracked and transparent profit. Let's move on with this edition of the Champions League show. We have four second legs to cover. These will be the final set of second legs before we move on to the quarterfinals. Now, unlike last week's second legs, all four of these ties are in the balance. Favourites to qualify, Arsenal, are actually trailing by a goal to nil coming into the second leg against Porto. Barcelona and Napoli are tied up at one apiece. Tomorrow you have Atletico Madrid, who are just one goal down from the first leg against Inter. They will try to turn that round at home at the Wanda, whilst Dortmund and PSV Eindhoven are also level at one apiece after the first leg. Now, from going through these scorelines, what you'll notice is not only are the ties evenly balanced, but all of those games went under 2.5 goals. They were all tight and cagey first legs. Now, I'm not really expecting that here for the second legs, especially if teams get out in front. It's going to be do or die. And subsequently, I'm expecting far more exciting games here for the second legs than what we got for the first legs. Let's begin with the game between Arsenal and Porto, where Arsenal are the 1-4 favourites on the money line to turn this deficit around. It's 11-2 on the draw and it's 11-1 on Porto. Arsenal to qualify are very short, in my opinion, at 4-11, with Porto at 9-4. Whilst Arsenal to qualify in 90 minutes, which would involve them covering a -1.5 Asian handicap line, that one is available at 4-5 -125. And that's actually the play that interests me the most. I do believe that Arsenal will come out here all guns blazing. They have been a goal-scoring machine as of late, with the trip to Porto being the one exception. And I look for Arsenal to put that right here in this game at the Emirates tonight. Arsenal come into this one having won their last four home games by an aggregate scoreline of 14-3. They've beaten Liverpool and Newcastle on that run. Newcastle they beat convincingly, suggesting they should have enough here certainly to turn around this 1-0 deficit against Porto and qualify for the quarterfinals, which would be the first time since 2010. It should not be forgotten that Porto prevented the Gunners from even having a single shot on target in the first leg. And I think that one completely turns around here. I think Mikel Arteta would be looking at that as a big issue that Arsenal need to put right. Expect Arsenal to attack plenty here in this game. And I like Arsenal to go over their shots prop here, which is set at 19.5. I expect Arsenal to fire off at least 20 shots at the Porto goal. And that is a selection that I would be high on if your books carry that selection. Arsenal to have over 19.5 shots is a play that I definitely like here for this game. But for a more simplistic play and a play that should be widely available at all of your books, I'm going to take Arsenal to cover a -1.5 Asian handicap line, which will be enough to see them through against a Porto side who do not like travelling to England. Porto have won just one of their last 23 away games at English sides in European competition, and they have lost 19 of those 23 games. Arsenal have won all three of their previous home meetings, with Porto adding to that stat or participating in that stat. And they've kept a clean sheet in all of those victories as well. So I see more of the same here, with Arsenal covering the -1.5 Asian handicap line and subsequently qualifying for the quarterfinals for the first time since 2010. And we take Arsenal to do that at the price of 4-5, -125 here for this one. Up next, we move on to the other game happening on Tuesday night. It's between Barcelona and Napoli, where Barcelona are the 4-5 favourites on the money line here. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 10-3 here on Napoli. The qualification odds see Barca at 2-5 and Napoli here at 2-1 to qualify for the Champions League quarterfinals. I can't see beyond Barcelona here. Napoli have had somewhat of a bounce, but they had a very disappointing result at the weekend on Friday against Torino, a 1-1 draw. They took a long time to get out in front and were pegged back almost immediately by an overhead kick and didn't really threaten after that. And prior to that, whilst they did pick up a home win against Juve, Juve were the better team in that game away to Napoli, and Barcelona were also the better team when they travelled to Napoli. Napoli were outshot 12-6 in that first leg and really should have lost at home in Naples. So that was a strong performance against Barcelona. Naples can be a fortress at the Maradona Stadium, but it wasn't when Barcelona travelled there. And the latest result being held 1-1 against Torino on Friday really puts me off Napoli, as they'll need to improve considerably if they want to reach a quarterfinal here against Barca, who are unbeaten in all five of their meetings with Napoli. Barcelona also come into this game on a solid run. They're unbeaten in their last eight matches, winning five during that streak and keeping a clean sheet in their last three games. Whilst Napoli, they have lost five of their last eight away games, and that does not bode well when you are travelling to Barcelona. Now, I know it's not the Nou Camp, and I think that has been a big issue for Barcelona this season. And with that being the case, I'm surprised really that Xavi has decided to step down as the Barcelona manager. Barcelona aren't going to win the league this season, but they could still finish second and they could still have a decent run in the Champions League. I believe if they finish second and do reach a Champions League semi-final, let's say, I do think that does represent a respectable season. And then it probably does look like Xavi has overreacted by stepping down, but perhaps there was some internal pressure that we're not aware of. I think Barcelona win this game, and I think they get it done in 90 minutes against the Napoli team, who are just nowhere near what they were last season. There seems to be a few up periods where they look like they're getting back on track and it looked like they might put some pressure on the top four. But then the weekend result really puts me off and it confirms my selection here. I'm going to take Barcelona on the money line at 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Before we move on to Wednesday's games, let me take this quick pause to tell you about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform. It's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T, cut.com. And use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today with our promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. That's ncpgambling.org. Moving on to Tuesday's games, let's begin here with the game between Atletico Madrid and Inter Milan, where Inter are one up from the first leg. They actually come to Atletico as a 6-4 away favourite, which surprises me given Atletico's record at the Wanda. They're a 9-5 home underdog, and it's 12-5 here on the draw. Really, really difficult to know what to do with this game. The price is reflective of a bad run of form from Atletico lately. They've won just one of the last five matches, whilst Inter Milan, they are an absolute monster at the moment. They've won 13 games on the spin in all competitions. They haven't been conceding goals either, as evidenced by the fact that both teams have scored in just one of Inter's last six assignments. Now, game state may change that as Atletico Madrid may go on and chase the game, but I think that may leave them susceptible to the counter-attack and may open things up for Inter Milan to score on the break. Therefore, I am going to take Inter Milan here as a pick. Not confident taking them on the money line here because a draw is enough, but I do think they're good enough to avoid a defeat here at the Wanda in the 90-minute period. And if they can win it, that would be a bonus for us because it means we cash this selection. But I don't think we're going to lose this selection. I don't think Atletico Madrid are going to win this game. I expect a big effort from them, but I also think that this goes against the way Atletico Madrid play. Obviously, Simeone has improved his team over the last couple of seasons in terms of becoming an attacking force, and it was forced because you didn't have the same players at the back ever since you lost that peak version of Diego Godin. And since you didn't have Courtois and goal, despite the fact Oblak is world-class, his team haven't been the same defensively, so they had to change. But I think having to play that style, and I think this game state does favour Inter, who can counter-attack at will here. I'm going to take Inter as a pick. Inter in the draw no bet market at the price of 4-5 minus 125 to pull off a win here at the Wanda with the protection of getting your money back if the game is a draw. A push if it's a draw, a win if Inter Milan get it done here in this one. Up next, we move on to the final game here that we're going to cover. And we've already got a lock pending as we liked Borussia Dortmund to qualify from this tie. We did get some decent value on that because Borussia Dortmund's price to now qualify is 8-13. So we did get some value taking that lock early. The money line price on Dortmund tomorrow is 11-10. It's 11-4 on the draw and it's 9-4 here on PSV Eindhoven. For me, the cap hasn't really changed. Borussia Dortmund have been really, really good since 2024 in a much better league. And I know PSV look like they're a monster when you look at their league form, but that is the Dutch league. And we've seen that that league has got considerably weaker season after season. Just look at the state of Ajax at the moment. Dortmund, they've made a strong start to 2024, as I said, losing only one of their 10 games in 2024. And I certainly think they can make home advantage count here against PSV in this one. PSV have only won two of their seven Champions League games in this season's Champions League, whilst Dortmund, as I mentioned, have lost just one of their 10 games in 2024, and they've found a net in each of their last six fixtures. I expect this to be an end-to-end attacking game, but ultimately, this is a massive step up in quality. PSV have enjoyed decent results in the road, including beating the likes of PSC Zwolle 7-1 last month, but this is a serious step up in competition, and PSV don't make the step up well. That's why they've only won two of their last six Champions League games. I think this is a home win. I think we cash our lock. And if you want to take Dortmund on the money line as an additional play, I would not dissuade you from doing that. I'm going to take Dortmund here as my lean on the money line at the price of 11-10 here for this one. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me just take this quick opportunity to tell you guys about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Now, tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure to register now so you don't miss out. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can start betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Closing out with your lock on the show, I can't really see past Arsenal winning and getting it done in 90 minutes today against Porto. Porto did put on a clinic in defending in the first leg, limiting the free scoring Arsenal to just 7 shots and not a single one in target. And it's for that reason why I think Arsenal will double their efforts here. They won a Champions League run. They would have been embarrassed by what happened in Porto. That was their big blip so far in 2024. And I think they will turn it round here in this one. I look for Arsenal to come out the blocks fast. And if they can break through early, that changes the entire game plan from Porto's perspective and in terms of them setting up that defensive low block and trying to remain stubborn and difficult to break down. Suddenly then, everything comes into play. The fact that Arsenal have won their last 4 home matches by an aggregate scoreline of 14-3. The fact that Arsenal have won their three previous home meetings with Porto, keeping a clean sheet in every single one of those victories. And the fact that Porto hate coming to England and have only won 1 of their 23 away games against English sides, losing 19 of those 23 games. I look for Arsenal to get it done in the 90 minutes, which means they'll cover the minus 1.5 Asian handicap. And that one is available at 4-5, minus 125. That's it for me and this edition of the Champions League show. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.